strip mall, and they're walking along in front of all the stores. Walk in front of this pet store, and there's a parrot out front. I walk by, and the parrot says, "Hey." Guy turns around. "Yeah? You're a jerk, and your wife's ugly." He can't believe this. There's his parrot, you know, insulting he and his wife. He goes in, and he gets the owner of the pet store and says, "Listen, your parrot out there is insulting me, my wife, all these people, man. Go do something about it." Guy goes, okay. So the owner goes out, walks up to the parrot, slaps the side of the beak a few times, you know. Parrot's a little dazed, you know. The owner says, "Okay, he'll be okay. Don't worry about it. He won't bother anymore." Well, he better not. So they go do their shopping. Come back out, walking along in front of the mall, in front of the same pet store. There's the same parrot out front. Walk by, and the parrot says, "Hey." Guy turns around again. "Yeah? You know what?" Oh, good. Okay. Well, I can't tell them all. I gotta have some more for later. Yeah. All right. Open your manual. First of all, any questions on the workshop? Any questions about the overall picture? Are you getting it clear? Pete? Is it there? But do you got what is it that separates Ben you from every other marketing consultant?
Good question,
Pete.
We're looking at stuff that the business can do today, but not looking at last year's problems.
That's right. How are you looking at it?
Systematic.
Yeah. What is it that you're systemizing?
Well, we're identifying the... it says right here. The hidden marketing.
There you go. That's right. Remember, that's what separates you, okay? So as you open up volume number one, the foundation of the system, and turn it to page one, welcome to the family of consultants. The first manual is designed to help you understand the growing demand for your services. Mass marketing is out, databases are in. And then the shifts in marketing strategy that are jolting the advertising industry. After 5 years of stagnation, the ad industry is facing a dim and uncertain future. The splintering of the mass market into hundreds of smaller markets and the development of new ways of communicating with them. The internet, direct mail, telemarketing, fax, infomercials. These are all new ways of communicating with these smaller markets, okay? The growth of mass advertising has come to a virtual halt. Agency profit margins have been cut in half, and agencies are going through a painful consolidation and reaching into the deepest corners of the industry. This shift from mass to database-based marketing is illustrated in the following diagram. You start with mass media, then it moves to database-based marketing into individualized marketing. And what is that? On page two, a very personal form of marketing that recognizes, acknowledges, appreciates, and serves the interests of selected groups whose individual identities are known to the advertiser. All right, so what has forced this shift to individual marketing? What is it that's taking us from the mass markets to the individual markets? Down there, paragraph demographics, that's one of the things that's happening. And as you read that, we won't read that, and you can read it on your own, but spending priorities are changing. Demographics are changing. We have 18-year-olds who will spend $20 billion a year. Used to be that mom was at home, sitting in the living room, ironing the shirt, so when the TV message came on, she got it. Okay? That's why mass marketing worked. All right? She's not home now. She's working. It's now... time is our currency even more than money. It's not what you eat, it's what you heat in the microwave. Okay? That's where we're at. We've got these smaller groups, teenagers now, that are doing the shopping, doing the grocery shopping. And so we've got to reach them now as a little group. We have our elderly that are growing at a rate never before. We've got to reach them as a separate group, see? No one's home now for the mass media to reach. And that's why it's declining. All right? And it's the breaking up in these smaller demographic groups, okay, that have caused this to happen. On page 4, the mass media is too expensive. Okay? The cost of reaching masses continues to go up and up, and so they cannot pay for that. Page 5, competition. We now have, in a local town of 25 to 30,000 people, you'll find 3 or 4 hardware stores. You know, and it used to be one, Ace. Okay? And now there's 3 or 4, all right? What we have is we have a tremendous oversupply of goods and services, creating intense competition in the marketplace. And what's happening is if the smaller businesses don't step up to that competition, then in comes Pace and Sam's Club and wipes them out, see? Because unless I have, as Doug taught this morning, another reason to buy, I will buy only with price. Right? And so this competition is fierce, and it's forcing more and more businesses to talk to me as an individual customer and establish a relationship with me so that I don't leave. And as we're talking with our professional employer client and doing an alliance, that's what he said. He says, listen, the reason I want you here and doing this is because you bring value to my client base. And any time I can bring value, more value to my client base than my competitor can, I'll keep my customer longer. And the longer I can keep my client, the more money I'll make. He says, I don't make very much money the first year. It's all eaten up in sales costs and advertising costs and marketing costs. But after the first year, I start making a lot of money. And so I can't lose them. I don't want to lose my customer. So marketing will add value. Well, see, he sees that. He sees that he can't go out, even at $43 million revenue a year to him in payroll, he can't go out and spend the money on advertising. It's too expensive. So what does he do? He creates an alliance that brings more value to his client base to keep them longer that way. And that's not going to cost him money, see? So that's how businesses are starting to think differently. And that's how you as consultants have to help them think differently. So competition is a big reason for this individualized marketing that's taking place. Page 6, 7 is another example of a small business that's responding to those changes. And it tells you an example of a lady that was selling a big ticket item, but she now starts to keep her receipts. She starts to learn about her customers so she can go back to them and target the groups more specifically. Okay? Now, this data, this database marketing, this individualized marketing that we're shifting to, and we're moving away from mass marketing, okay? And we're going to this, and it's the PC that allows businesses to do this very thing, okay? As far as applying to you as a 21st century marketing system consultant, what is all this information to you? Called what? What are they called? Hidden marketing assets. See? Okay, and just to illustrate, data, database, individualized. My customer base. I want past, present, I want perspective. Okay? Data, database, individualized. What's my closing rate? What's my average sale? See? Data, database, individualized. Who are the relationships that have customers that I might want? Okay? See? That's all these assets are. It's advantage of the trends that are occurring anyway. Okay? And that's why your system fits so nicely just right in there. Okay? Because you go in and exploit all that. You go in and leverage that. You go in and optimize that. And teach him how all of this information are really hidden marketing assets. See? Any questions on that? All right. Page 8. The system's philosophy and uniqueness of the 21st century marketing system is unique from other marketing consulting firms in 3 ways. 1, how we view marketing. 2, that we create and implement a system of marketing. And 3, we guarantee the performance of the system. What is that called for us, now for you? That's your what? That's right. That's your unique selling proposition. And the reason it's first is because you have to get this. You really have to understand this. And you have to begin building a passion for it. You have to understand that everybody you go into, you can help. You have to begin getting better and better at spotting assets and knowing where those assets are and seeing them and then helping him see how you're going to take them and put them into some marketing systems and make him more money. Okay? Anytime somebody talks to you and asks you, what do? You have to turn around and say this. And so if Ben comes up and says, Richard, what do? Well, I'm a marketing consultant. Oh, okay, well, that's great. So, what do? I work with small businesses. I take current marketing assets that they already have and put them into a marketing system for them and make them more money with it. And I guarantee what I do. Hey, really? Is that right? Yeah. See, that's what you can now say. You go to a chamber meeting, that's what you say. Oh, is it advertising? No. See, we look at what they already have and take those and put them into new marketing systems that they haven't thought of before. And then we guarantee our performance. So is it advertising? No. You see, I look at marketing differently. Traditional marketing views advertising. I look at it differently. I believe the business already has marketing assets in place that he just doesn't know about yet. I'm going to take those assets and I'm going to rework them. I'm going to put them in a system for him. then I'm going to guarantee my performance. Oh, is it advertising? No, 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 no. That's right. See, you're going to get that because that's their perception of what you do, and that's why you have to keep teaching them and educating them. No, that's not what I do. Okay. And if you don't do that very well, then he'll compare you with every other advertiser out there in your history. You're gone. Okay? See, so it's the ability to distinguish yourself from all of them other out there that he'll say, gee, that is different. You mean I won't necessarily have to spend more money on advertising? No, you won't. You mean you're not going to sell me newspaper and radio? No, I'm not. You mean I don't have to do coupons? No, I don't. You mean I might not have to spend any more money? That's right, except pay me. Is that right? That's all? That's right. Well, gee. Well, then $1,000. Yeah, okay. I'll do that. See? But if he looks at you as an advertising consultant, which on top of it, you're going to charge him for all of these methods that you're used to charging for, then he's going to... Okay? So that's why if there's anything that has to happen today, folks, is you have to get that clear. You have to get your own unique selling proposition clear. So that you can say it. We look and view marketing in a fashion different. That is, 21st Century System focuses on leveraging hidden marketing assets within the company. This means that an internal and external marketing system is set up based on better utilization of marketing assets. That is, owners' talents, customer base, relationships, suppliers, complementary businesses, his current sales staff, his employees, current and past marketing projects. These assets become reclaimed and redeployed within the system, thereby creating new streams of revenue and profit. It is unique in that it not only creates but improves marketing systems. It is the implementation and performance of the 21st system that is guaranteed. The guarantee is such that all fees paid to the consultant for the implementation will be covered in increases, or the consultant continues to implement the system at no cost until the fees are covered. This means there's no risk to the business owner. It is important to see that this USP get integrated into all your marketing efforts. Okay? Any questions? All right, so, yes.
The interesting thing to me is the guarantee, which is part of what makes it different from what a lot of other advertising and marketing, whatever they call themselves, consultants or reps or whatever. It's carefully worded there. It's not really a money-back guarantee. It's a risk-free guarantee. I'm curious about what happens in the times when that's not quite working, if you ever have those times. I mean, you have to have some, because your business owner doesn't implement the things that you're trying to teach him to do, is going to be difficult for him to be recovering the money. So
that's right. And the guarantee is based on implementation.
Okay.
And that's why the guarantee really only comes when you get to implement all projects that you recommend.
Okay.
Okay? If you're just selling it to him, if you're just teaching it to him, that's right. Hey, no guarantee, Bill. I can't. You can understand that, can't you? Because I don't know if you're going to do it. But now, if you pay a little bit more, and I do it, and I'm in control of the implementation, all right, then I can guarantee my performance. Does that sound fair, Bill? You know?
What happens? You get into a situation where maybe they just don't quite have a viable product, but haven't figured that out yet. You just need to help them do enough better than what they're doing.
Yeah, let me give you a kind of a reason for this guarantee. as we've worked with it and worked with it and pitched it and used it, sold it. There's a couple of things that happen. The guarantee's primary benefit is the acquisition of a new client. Right? That's why we're doing it. Okay? So we use it in the marketing. You'll see it in your phone pitches tomorrow. You'll see it in the letters. I mean, that's why it's there. Okay? Something happens all of a sudden when the relationship starts. Okay? And they see me performing. They see me going to work. They see me doing what I say I'll do. They see me servicing him. Okay? Thoughts of the guarantee begin to disappear, number one. Number two, the results start coming in. Okay? Number three, the results start coming in after about a $1,000 investment, which isn't very much. Number four, the USP project. See, by the time you start doing project number two, yes, you better start getting results for your client. It's designed that way.
And to really start impacting bottom line, don't you pretty much need to get to number two? Because number one is, it's an essential, but it's not.
That's why I have had some who have paid me for number one, didn't really like it, or they weren't real happy, or they didn't want to pay me again for number two. But there was no guarantee discussion because we didn't move on to all the projects that I recommended. Okay? And so there's never been a question. All right? Because it's clear up front that if you are able to implement all of the projects recommended, because you don't know when the increases are going to come either. You don't know. It could be project number two, and it's designed such that that should. Okay, but I've had it where it's been a letter to past customers in Project 3. Okay, I've had it where it's been alliances in Project 4. See, and so I've had it where it's been direct marketing to a brand new target base. See, and so because you don't know, the guarantee is such that you have to say, listen, Tom, you don't have to do all the projects. Okay, if you're not happy at the end of number one, we don't move on number two. So I got to earn my way all the way. I got to make sure you're happy. Okay, but you need to understand that if we go project three and four, and you decide not to do it, I still can't honor that guarantee because I got to do all the seven that I recommend. See? Okay, and he understands that because Tom, really, I don't know where it's going to happen. I don't know. Okay. And he can understand that usually. Okay.
Usually, but again, I don't want to pull out, but you've had to have a couple that have been negative, and I'm just thinking up front how to maybe cover for that and how strongly you can word the guarantee and how to fit. But by the time you get through all seven, if you haven't helped somebody with all seven of these, then...
That's right. That's right. That's why we have a guarantee. Because if we couldn't do it, it'd be history. See, so we have to feel like we've got it down after seven projects. You're right. Okay? But then, also something else. The fees aren't that big. I mean, after seven projects, he's invested maybe $7,000. Do you know how many have lost that in three media plays, you know? Or two? Yeah, see? They've thrown away more than $7,000 lots of times, okay? Second, usually we'll get them better. Usually we'll get them more. Usually we will definitely get them a step above of what they were. Such that they're trying to measure $7,000 isn't an issue. See, if we were charging $15,000 fees or $5,000 fees, man, we'd have accountants in there, we'd have attorneys in there, we'd have contracts laid out, we'd know how to measure it, we'd all agree on how to measure it, see? But our client's not that guy, see? He's just not ready to do that. And so he's been very happy with this because it at least covers him. And yes, I've had clients where I've done more work than I anticipated I would do.
And basically you've done that because you're covering the guarantee.
That's right. And it still wasn't because we were measuring it, it was until he felt good. Okay? Until he said, yeah, you've done it. And we leave in a good relationship, you know. So, yeah, there was one guy, I charged him, it was back when I was charging $300 for the same thing we're charging $1,000 now for. But I had he was selling bicycles. And man, I was scrapping, it was early, and I was doing everything I can to get fees, you know. And it was a little bit before Christmas, it was about November, and I charged him a $350 fee. He paid me, and the plan was that I was going to get back and train his salespeople in his store, you know. Well, we never got back. I tried, and they were getting busy because of Christmas and all that, and so it never happened. Well, come along about 4 months later, I get a phone call. Says, yeah, I want my money back. You know? I said, well, geez, it's certainly already spent. I didn't have it over in escrow here or anything like that. And I said, yeah, I apologize. Listen, what I'd rather do is do the project. Could we do the consulting? You know, he says, no, I don't want to do that. I said, well, can we agree on the value that I did bring for the time that I did spend? We split it, and I gave him back half, see, so. That'll happen because it's so small amounts. It's just not that big a deal, you know, but.
What also happens because a certain number of people, there's a certain percentage of people who kind of just doesn't matter what you do. They're always going to call you on it, or they're always going to not be happy, and they're just those up front that you try to stay away from up front if you can.
Yeah, we've got one right now, you know, that we're scared about. You know, it might blow up on us, you know, and you just, that's right. There's some that are just that way, and you got to be careful. Maybe you don't take them, but it's really. And then the beautiful thing is also what happens is the guarantee is a hook to get an appointment. Then you go and show them three ways to grow their business. Do you think they think they'll have any problem getting back your fee?
No.
No, see? They said, geez, $7,000. We'll have that done with 5% increase in number one, you know? See? So it's really fun. It's really fun because it's packaged just right. And now if you were going to do a contingency deal where it was a percentage of sales, you might want to have an agreement come out. You might want to have it kind of spelled out so that they don't renege on you. You know? So that gets a little more complicated, you know. Okay, page 8. So now, Pete, why should I do business with you as a consultant?
Because as a marketing consultant, we view marketing differently. We will create a marketing system for you individually, for your company, and we'll guarantee our performance.
So how do you view it? How do you look at marketing differently?
We'll view your current marketing assets and package them into a package, into a marketing system for you, and guarantee your performance.
What do you mean by current marketing assets?
We'll look at your current system and what you're currently doing, and develop a marketing system for you, and guarantee your performance.
Man, that's pretty good. It's getting there. It's getting there. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, Jeff, why should I hire you as a 21st century marketing consultant? Why should I do business with you?
Are you looking for something in addition to what?
No, I just answer the question.
Oh. Well, because we view marketing different than a traditional marketer. We take assets and resources that you already have, and we optimize you. You know, you don't have to spend any more, and guarantee our results.
Okay. So, Ben, why should I do business with you as a marketing consultant?
You should do business with me because we'll increase your revenue, your gross, and your profit.
Well, so would this guy. He told me the same thing.
He's not going to do it the same way.
Oh, well, how are you going to do it?
Well, we're going to analyze your program and come up with an operations plan that works every time.
Well, that's what he said.
Well, he's going to do it.
Okay, well, what does he need? What does he need?
Guaranteed performance.
Okay.
Well, you didn't know the answer to the other question. In his field.
That's right. How are you different than this guy over here? I mean, are you going to go? What are you going to want me to do? How much money is it going to cost? What's going to take it to do it?
All you got. As much as we can guess. Yeah, we do.
He's been there. Well, the analysis of the project will be accomplished with professionalism, and the hidden marketing assets will be determined and acted upon.
Hidden marketing assets. Now that's something he didn't say. What do you mean by that?
Analysis then will include
what are hidden marketing assets? You say that word, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I'm trying to help you there.
At least he's honest, huh? He's trying to bluff you, man. Okay.
Take your customers and categorize them, and the employees and train them, and the relationships with other vendors. Sort of reading it out of your book.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. You got to get good. You got to get good at rehearsing it. So. So now, Rich, why should I hire you?
You want to make more money in your business?
Oh, sure, I do.
Well, most people you talk to about helping you make more money in the business, they'll tell you you've got to spend more money. You've got to spend money on advertising.
Right.
Don't look at marketing that way.
Oh.
Advertising is just one thing, and sometimes even a small thing, of the things that you have in your business that are valuable. But you have many assets in your business that you may not recognize that have a great deal of value. My way of looking at marketing is to take a look at those, to help you discover those, and then to teach you how to implement those so you can use those to generate more business for your company.
Hmm.
And in the process of doing that, I guarantee you that you're going to make more money out of your business, much more than you'll have to pay me.
You'll guarantee that. So do you do that, or do I do that, or how does that work? Do I got to do what you tell me to do?
Good question. There are certain things you're going to have to do as manager of your business, but I have it developed into a system. So we can take that system, and once you learn the system, all you have to do is plug it into your business and let it work for you.
Hmm.
As it goes down through.
So do you get it plugged into my business, or do I?
Yeah, I can help you do that. I'd be glad to do it for you if you'd like a turnkey operation. Or if you'd rather do it yourself, we can set something up that allows you to do that too.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. See what we're talking about? It's a whole new conversation, folks. This takes place out on the marketplace. It's a new conversation that just doesn't take place very often at all until you get there.
When you're and maybe you're going to get into this later, but when you're selling the pitch, I mean, the ultimate goal is to implement these systems ourselves, is it not?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when we're selling it, should we be selling that, and then if we're not getting good response to that, then downsell it?
Right.
Yeah,
that's usually the course it'll take, although you might choose otherwise if you see it too much work for the money, or if he doesn't, you know. But yeah, that's generally the way you'll go. Okay, page 8 then talks about uncovering these assets. Page 9 is again a description of those assets. And then page 10 goes through those assets and talks about those more. So really get familiar with this, because these are the assets that you have to learn how to spot. All right? Page 14, we just begin to illustrate some actual case studies. And all these are some stories of clients that we've had that help you see which assets we used to create the growth. Okay? And there's different assets in each of them. And so you can read those and get an idea of what those assets were used. There's our clothing store on page 15. Satellite communications, page 16. Hardware store, page 17. Western wear manufacturer, page 18. Okay, you can just kind of read those case studies. Then the auto repair facility in page 20. Then sample system outlines on page 22, 23A. You see some of these system outlines. Now, the reason that we are giving you this is you're seeing where I was several years ago, okay? We want you to kind of see how this evolved, okay? We want you to see different outlines of how we took assets and organized them into a marketing system or a marketing plan, okay? We did that for a catering client. And then on page 23E, man, that goes way back to my little dot matrix printer with a Trisport, probably one of my very first proposals, and this was a crack-up. Look on page 23G, compensation. As indicated, my best reward will be a satisfied customer to sing my praises to everyone. That's why I'm willing to share and help implement all these ideas and work out payment only after production. See, I was selling a contingency deal. One way to do this is to take each idea, keep track of the cost, subtract the cost, and say 10% of overhead you would pay, and this is the profit. I'd be paid 25% of this monthly. For example, let's say we mail a promotion to 500 customers, 20% respond with $20 each, a total revenue of $2,000, minus $1,000 for the cost of goods and overhead, $300 for the mailing, leaving $700 profit times 25%. Man, I'm going to make a whopping $175, man. And I tell you, Mr. Trisport, if we could please get this going right now, I just really appreciate it. Oh, man, it was fun. I to this day don't know how I made it, man. I honestly don't know how I made it. Golly. Well, really, it was Doug's referral in September. I finally did it where I... Okay, same way with Linda's Furniture, 23I. Another just outline of marketing system ideas. A new update for the catering client in 1993, where we took a system, divided it into internal marketing and external marketing. You can read that and get familiar with that. Some of my Elko clients, page 23N, we did the month, January, the tactics or the strategies, and then the resources we would need. That's just another outline for you to see. Because you can do outlines and plans any way you want. These are just showing you an evolution of where we're at. Sample marketing plan for auto repair facility, page 23R. 23S, see the projects we're going to do. See, we started to begin to separate this into projects and system steps. See, it started getting into projects and things. Same way with 23U, with upper limit. Project 1, see, charging $400 for that. Project 2, and started to do outline them into projects. And... Then we had accuracy weighing systems, which scales, which is they sell scales for big trucks. This was a kind of an outside sales outline for a salesman. Page 23, Y. This is where we had a group in Elko, our group, our four stores there that we put together. Well, week one, we took them through the group. Week two was we taught them other things. Week three, week four. Then week five through nine, we began to individualize the consulting. And I started going around working with the individual stores on their own marketing system. Compensation, the four stores agreed to compensate Precision Marketing $200 each week. Payable at the end of the day of the first 4 weeks, payable at the end, and I had them all sign it, and that's really what saved my bacon, was that little deal right there. 24B, there you have a marketing consultation proposal for Northern Wyoming Community College. Some of the things we'll do when we got to get some money, you know. But I was doing some Chamber of Commerce presentations, and I sent a letter off to Gillette, Wyoming, Chamber of Commerce. You know, now Gillette, Wyoming is a thriving metropolis, right? I mean, just booming at all sides, you know. And went up there, drove up there in, it was April. It was March. Oh, no, February of 94, because it was snowing, and it was ugly. It was brutal. I mean, so we go, we give a presentation to the Gillette Chamber of Commerce, and we went and did one to the Casper Chamber of Commerce the next day. And I was so sick of it after the second day, I didn't even stay. I said, listen, if we want a consultation, we'll do it by phone. I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. So I said, here's my name and number. We'll do it by phone. Well, their community college in Gillette set it up. We set it up. So I gave them a consultation by phone. Then they said, so how do we pay you to do something? So I gave them this proposal. And it was for 1 day. I'd go up for 1 day, went through the whole marketing system for them, with them. They paid me $1,200 plus gas and hotel expense and everything up there. Well, then they called a year later in May of 95. And had said, hey, Rich, we'd like you to come up again. I said, well, how's the year gone? All 30% increase in enrollment. I go, well, let's do it again then, you know. So we paid them $1,500 for the day and covered all my expenses. And they're just having a gas with the plan. So it's just an outline of a one-day consultation, see, because you can package yourself a lot of different ways, okay? Sample marketing plan outlines in case you want to use them for your own. And then we've got a blank one there for groups and associations. So all this is to just help you see all the different ways that you can do it. Now, tomorrow we'll have for you a disc where we now have this boilerplated, and you can pump these out in 5 minutes. Okay. So they're all set up now where we have it in a project-by-project system with nice, it's done, okay? But this lets you see, and if you'll read them, it'll help you see me at an earlier start, and you can begin to see how it evolved into a system, okay? And just a lot of fun to see that happen over the years to where it is now, okay? So, the most important thing that we've done and what this whole book is about, this volume, is the foundation of the 21st century marketing system. And, in final summary and review, Jeff, tell me, what is the foundation of the 21st century marketing system?
The clients hidden in marketing.
That's right. Now, what separates you from other marketing consultants?
I teach businesses how to leverage those hidden assets, and I guarantee my work. You will make more money than...
Good. And, Pete, how do you leverage those assets?
company, go ahead and take a look at the marketing assets that your company already has, and then implement the marketing system to leverage those assets.
Oh, very good. Ooh, you're getting the lingo now, man. It's better than it was an hour ago. That's right. Good, good, good. All right. Now, Ben. Ben sweating there at the armpits again. All right. So, Ben, now, what's the foundation of this system that we're talking about? What's at the very foundation of it?
You're talking the hidden marketing assets?
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, I've succeeded as a teacher. That's right. Hidden marketing assets. Now, Ben, what about those assets? What are you saying? What are you going to do with those?
We are going to categorize them, systematize them, and turn them into a profit center.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty heavy, man. Talk profit centers. Oh, baby. That's pretty exciting. All right, good. That's your... All of that is called your what?
Spiel.
Spiel is the same as a USP, okay? I've had it called UPS. I've had it called UPSUS. I've had it called everything. So spiel, that's great. That's fine, you know. The one thing that it is not is a slogan. You have to make sure you understand there's a difference between a USP and a slogan. Okay? Slogan might reflect what the USP is, but USP needs to be very specific, very quantitative. You'll learn more about that on Wednesday when we talk about USP. Okay, any questions then? What we're going to do now is Doug and I will role play because we want you to see what it will be like, should be like, when you go into a business owner and sit down with him and help him see those assets, okay? Because that's your job. You will not get a paycheck, my friends. You will not get paid until you know how to do that. Because until you know how to, number one, identify hidden marketing assets, and number two, illustrate to me, the business owner, how you're going to make me more money with those assets, I will not hire you. Because until then, you're just another run-of-the-mill advertising agent. Right? Okay? Because they don't know that. They don't know anything about that. Okay? But you do. And if you can illustrate that for me, I'll write you a check. We'll get it going. Okay? So, we're ready, Doug.
Okay, now what I'm giving you now are the 21st Century Marketing Systems Opportunity Analysis Worksheets. These are the tools, this is the tool that you will use in doing that initial consultation. And this is what we're going to use here in just a minute as Richard and I go through this exercise and demonstrate for you how this all works out. You have a bit of a script and everything. That's what I want to teach you about right now before we do this exercise. Okay, well, I need to use the board here, so, yeah, okay. anyway, this makes it very, very easy for you, okay? And this is another innovation that not every one of our licensees have had in the past, okay? We've only been using this about 6-8 months, and it works. It works like gangbusters, because if you follow the process here and use the tools like it's set up, it's going to virtually close the clients for you, okay? And it gives you a very step-by-step methodology to follow in doing that. And what I want to go over with you here and what I want you to understand before we do the little role play is the way this meeting runs, okay? If you want to look at it as kind of like a one-hour time segment here, okay, one-hour clock. When you sit down and meet with the client, here's how that 1 hour should work. Here's how it should run. Okay, for about the first 5 minutes are doing what we call establishing trust and rapport. Okay? The first 5 minutes or so, establishing trust and rapport, and you'll see in the opportunity analysis worksheet, that's kind of all scripted out for you here in a nice to follow, nice, easy to follow way. The next 35 minutes will all be spent uncovering the hidden marketing assets, okay? So about 40 minutes in looking for those assets. And if you'll follow the questioning in the analysis, and if you'll ask the questions, and if you'll, you know, work through it as it is mapped out here, you will automatically uncover a number of those assets that can be leveraged. Okay, then about the next 10 minutes, you want to spend in teaching them or showing them how they can leverage those assets. Okay, you show them how they leverage the assets and how they can achieve the exponential growth. Okay, so that's about 10 minutes there. And then the final 10 minutes is where you're closing them on project implementation. So it doesn't always run exactly, you know, minute by minute, exactly that way. But that's the thought process that you want to kind of think through and understand that this is what it is that you are wanting to accomplish with the client. The reason why it's mapped out this way and the reason why we teach you to do it this way is because it very systematically and logically follows the whole selling process. Now, as you're going to learn on Wednesday afternoon when we talk about, you know, selling and sales training, and we give you the little sales training seminar and workshop that we do for clients, there are four steps in the psychological process of buying. It doesn't matter whether you're buying consulting services or buying a new car or new clothing or whatever it is. There are four steps everybody goes through psychologically when they buy anything. And those four steps are, number one is trust and rapport. Okay? They don't buy anything from anybody they don't like, they don't trust, or that they don't have some kind of a relationship with. Number two, people don't buy anything that they don't have a need or a want for. Number three, there has to be something that will fill that need. And then number four, there has to be a motivation to take action or the close. Okay? Motivate to action. And so the secret of selling, and that's really what this meeting is, it is a sales meeting. And the whole secret is to guide your client through these four steps and to do it in order. Build rapport, find the need, fill the need, and close. Build rapport, find the need, fill the need, and close. And that's all you do here. And that's why this is laid out the way it is, because if you'll follow this little clock, okay, build rapport, find the need, fill the need, and close. Exactly what you're doing, and that's how it works, okay? So I want you to be thinking about that as we go through this exercise. Now, each of you have one of these worksheets, and I would like you to use this and go along, follow along with Richard and I as we go through this little role play. You have the masters for this in your manual number 2, which you'll get tomorrow. So you can, you know, go back and reproduce these all day long if you want, and have as many of them as you need. But use this one to follow through with us and go through the exercise as we do it. Just to kind of set the stage for you here, this appointment is a result of a teleprospecting call, which we're going to teach you how to do tomorrow. And he is a bicycle store owner operator, and so I'm going out to his business and I'm meeting him for the very first time. So this is kind of how it would go. So Richard, you know, I don't know how much Jennifer explained to you on the phone as far as who we are or why we're getting together here today, but wanted to tell you quickly a little bit about what we do. You know, what I do and what our company does is, we work with business owners, you know, people like yourself, helping them to maximize their marketing. And most of our clients are smaller and medium-sized companies like yours, typically with sales under about $5 million a year. And what we do is we work with a rather unique marketing approach with them, Richard. What we want to try to do is look at all of your marketing assets, things that you are doing now or things that you maybe have done in the past, and look for ways in which we can leverage and optimize those assets to give you greater growth. Now, because we leverage existing assets, typically we're able to achieve, dramatic growth. Sometimes we've had clients achieve 25 to 100% or more, without having to make a lot of changes in your business or without having to go out and invest a lot more money to do it, because what we do is help you to get more bang for the buck or look for ways to do a better job with what you're doing right now. So what I'd like to do with you today is just kind of take a bit of a look at your business and kind of where you're at and where you're going, how you're getting there, and, maybe see if we might come up with some ways we could help your business grow a little bit. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Now, you'll note here on your sheet, guys, it says, if the prospect asks how you get paid, which sometimes they do, okay, it's always a good idea to tell them this. Say, we work strictly on a project-by-project basis, and depending on what we do, the fee is usually whatever your fees are.
$5 to $10.
Yeah. Fees are usually anywhere from about, from a low of maybe about $500 to, $1,500 per project, just kind of depending upon what it is that we do. The reason why you want to tell him that is because I want him to feel safe. I want him to feel, comfortable with what we're doing here. Because if he doesn't, then all the time I'm going through this exercise looking for the hidden assets and everything, he's going to be worrying about how much all this is going to cost. Okay? So you want to put him at ease and make sure that, he feels comfy with what it is that that we're doing for him here. Okay?
But if he does not ask that...
I typically would volunteer. No, I wouldn't. Okay? But sometimes they do. I mean, I'd say half or more, and they'll ask that. Okay. He asked that, and I explained it and all that. So anyway, good. Most businesses that we work with, Richard, fall into one of three different situations, and either they're growing and they're doing okay with their business. They just want to maybe look at ways of doing better. Secondly, a lot of companies have kind of flattened out. Their sales have stagnated, and they're not growing like they should. And, of course, they'd like to figure out how to turn that around. And then the third group is a lot of companies that are on the decline, and business is going downhill. And, of course, they'd like to figure out how to turn that around as well. So maybe you can just take a minute and tell me where you are with that and kind of what the situation is here for you right now. Hmm.
Well, I've owned Speedy Bike for 10 years. Dad had it before I took it over. After I took it over, we grew to about $400,000 or so in sales a year. And it's just kind of stayed there. So it's now been 2 years since we kind of topped out at $400,000. So I guess you'd call it kind of stagnant, kind of just, we grew pretty good for a little while, and then kind of leveled out.
Why do you think the growth has stopped? Why has it leveled out?
Well, I have this store called Walmart that's come into town, and I got ShopCo now, and those two...